Hello and welcome to some stories that I recorded in conversation with my grandmother, Jeanette Levine, in 1994, recorded on a micro audio cassette, one of those small handheld recording devices from the 90s before there were these mobile phones and iPod thingamabobs. 1994, we were at my sister's house in Baltimore, and my grandmother was willing to sit down and answer some questions. And, you know, I was always interested in learning what her life was like. She would have been 89 at the time, so, you know, her recall seems to be pretty good. In this segment, we ask her about her husband, my grandfather, Abraham, a man I never knew because he died before I was even born, and my grandmother lived like another 47 some years after he passed away, a number that still boggles my mind. But I tried to get her to go back to that moment and just whatever details she could remember, maybe even the music that was at the dance where they met. And I'm struck, too, because she married very young, and I almost didn't catch this the first couple times going through. So tune in. I don't know if this is of interest to anybody else, but sure is of interest to me. Granny Stories. This is her meeting Abraham.
When did you meet your husband?
I probably met my husband at a school dance. We used to go to... The school had dances at night with, I don't know what they used for music. Probably was a record player. I don't know.
And when was that?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
When I met him?
Anything better to do.
Well, I was about 14, I think.
Exactly.
Maybe 15.
Now?
Yeah, right now.
And then we got engaged.
Yeah.
And
oh, where did you meet? I want to hear more details. Did he ask you to dance? Did you ask him to dance?
He asked me to dance. I was a very good dancer, and I had guys lined up waiting to dance with me.
So what song was playing when he asked you to dance? Do you remember?
See, he had a favorite song. I think it was Irving Berlin Music. Maybe it was Always. Irving Berlin. I think that was his favorite song.
So you guys slow danced, huh?
You what?
Slow dancing?
No,
waltzing?
He wasn't as good a dancer as some of the other guys that I danced with.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't seem to mind. He had a girlfriend, too. I mean, we weren't going steady. I was going with somebody else. He was going with somebody else. The same as happens today. Same thing happened in those days, too.
Well, something must have clicked if you ended
up
getting married.
Well, sure. He asked me to go steady, and then he gave me what you call a friendship ring.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty little ring, but I lost it. Okay. So then we got engaged. And there was my father didn't want me to get married.
Why not?
He said, you're too young.
How old were you?
Yeah.
How old were you?
17.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I was too young.
What was your wedding like?
Well, we were married in my husband's family living room. We didn't have much of a wedding. We never had a rabbi. We were not religious, but his parents were Orthodox. So they made sure it was a rabbi, so they got their rabbi. We were married in my in-law's living room. And my...
What was your dress like?
I made it.
You made the wedding dress?
I made it. I bought white material and some white lace. And I made a bodice with a full skirt, and I bought some lace about this wide and put it on the bottom. And that That dress got a lot of use because Florence used it a lot.
She got married a lot? It's a wedding dress. Well, that wedding dress was like one-time use.
No, a lot of people borrow wedding dresses. Oh. Don't they, Harriet?
No.
I think I've heard of people borrowing wedding dresses. And we had, when we got engaged, we put our savings together, came to $25, and we bought a car.
Okay, what kind of car?
It was a Ford with a top. You know, do you remember those old Fords, Mick, that you could put the top down at a cloth top?
Cabrio.
It wasn't a hard top. And we went to Atlantic City.
Now, wait, what year was this?
Let's see, if I was born in 1905 and I was 17, it must have been 1922.
Those were pretty happy times, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess so. Then when we came back, we got very little, practically no wedding gifts, because nobody had money in those days. So we had rented an apartment. It was a bedroom, a living room, a kitchen, and a bathroom. We bought a kitchen set, table and four chairs, and a bed. That was our apartment. And we gradually added to the bedroom.